From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A former New Orleans police chief is calling on President Biden to support changing how cannabis is classified in the U.S. Federal health officials recently urged the Drug Enforcement Administration to make big changes to its rules. They recommended moving marijuana to a less serious category of a controlled substance. The DEA is looking into it. Ronald Serpas is one of 32 law enforcement leaders who signed a letter to the president in support of that change. The Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist spoke to the former head of the NOPD about what it would mean for criminal justice.
So you're a career law enforcement guy who now teaches and heads this Law Enforcement Leaders to Reduce Crime and Incarceration. What got you interested in marijuana policy?
Well, it begins with I grew up in the 70s. And many people of my age group obviously smoked marijuana, and I would never say that I didn't. So I'm familiar with it not only as an academic and a professor and a police officer, but, you know, as a young person, I smoked marijuana as well. Across the country, what's really become more interesting to myself and my colleagues in law enforcement, my colleagues in academia, is that so far 38 states have made a statement in one form or another what they think about the construction of marijuana is in America. And it's changing. The next level of it is what do you do once the laws are passed? And many of my colleagues who are retired like I am now, but who were in the middle of this when it first started, recognize that if the public decides to make marijuana legal, then the rest of the system should adopt to it, which would help reduce the illegal market. So kind of the point here for those of us who think this way, not my entire organization, obviously, but those of us who think this way, is that by making this recommendation of the government to move it to a Schedule 3, it may help us in the enforcement of the illegal market.
Yeah, so you joined dozens of colleagues to ask the Biden administration to change marijuana from a Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 substance. And federal health officials want that too. What exactly do those schedules mean?
Well, the Controlled Dangerous Substance Act lays out essentially levels of potential harm to people using drugs that have high addictive qualities. Schedule one right now would be crimes like heroin, LSD, ecstasy, and those types of crimes. Marijuana is currently still a Schedule one crime. Schedule three, which is far lower potential for physical or psychological dependence, would be where we think marijuana and the government thinks it could fall. Thus, it wouldn't be a significant violation of controlled dangerous substance. It would be seen as something maybe not as benign as Tylenol or codeine under prescription, but it would not be the same as what it has is now, heroin, LSD, ecstasy, etc.
I mean, the thing that makes me curious about that is if the schedule change happens, what will it mean for prosecutions?
Well, they would fall off of the category of crimes that would result in potential sanction and loss of freedom. Through that change, it would be clear to the criminal justice system that this is not a focus of the American public any longer. Think about it from the point of view of a citizen. Because if you're a citizen in a state where it's legalized for medicinal use or personal use, people could be very confused if they ran across a federal investigation of them doing something that they can do legally in their state. It's just a confusing circumstance, and I think that the American people have spoken.
So what do you think is coming down the pike for this? What do you think, you know, weed policy and enforcement will look like in 5 or 10 years?
My personal opinion only. 15 years ago, this was not getting much attention. 20 years ago, this wasn't even really discussed about. 30 years ago, this was a flat-out violation of the law, not unlike other violations of the law. So you can see the pendulum has swung. So what would be the future on the other side of the pendulum? Not quite sure yet. But the central question of moving the pendulum away from enforcement has been made by 38 states already.
That was former New Orleans Police Chief Ronald Serpas speaking with the Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist about why he is calling on the Biden administration to support moving marijuana to a less serious category of controlled substances. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.